This is Dr. Inigo, Addicting and Disability Physical, for a claimant by the name of Jose Dolores Pequeño Veliz. Date of birth, May the 10th, 1969. Case ID number is 539-2991. Date of exam, September the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Pedro Mago, dated 2/22/23. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of COVID-19, diabetes mellitus, and atherosclerosis of the right leg with small toe amputation. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on February the 5th, 2022, where he was a plumber for 20 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home, and his wife is working. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, COVID-19. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, atherosclerosis of the right leg with right foot numbness and small toe amputation. History of allegations. Number one, COVID-19. The claimant states that on February the 5th, 2022, he was diagnosed with COVID-19 bronchitis. He denies any allergies. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, climbing one flight of stairs, talking, seasonal changes, and sometimes even when he is resting. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/4 pack of cigarettes every weekend for 20 years. The claimant was not hospitalized for his condition or intubated. He has not been to the emergency room. However, he did go see his physician and was treated with antibodies. He also received multiple vaccines for COVID-19. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 bronchitis, which has since resolved. His oxygen saturation today is 100%. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in April of 2022, he started to develop symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, but does have problems with nephropathy, diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet and hands, and atherosclerosis, cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 105 and 350. His last blood glucose level was 124 mg/dm. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. At the present time, he is only on Jardiance 10 milligrams QD. He was supposed to be on Traceba 20 milligrams QD. However, he was unable to buy the medication. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number three, arterial occlusion of the right leg with right foot numbness and right small toe amputation. The claimant states that in March of 2022, he developed atherosclerosis and cellulitis of the right leg. He was diagnosed with occlusion of the arteries and had 2 angioplasties performed to open up the arteries in his right leg, which was performed on May 10th, 2022, and the second one, October the 4th, 2022. The claimant did have a small right toe amputation secondary to gangrene and cellulitis, which has since healed. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He states he's unable to sweep at this time. He does have a cane that he uses all the time when he's walking. His physician was Dr. Mago, Pedro Mago. He is presently on no medications for pain and does minimal activity. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. His father is alive. He's 82 years old and in good health. His mother is 76 and has decreased balance, Alzheimer's disease, and dementia. Medications. Furosulfate, 325 milligrams QD. Torsemide, 20 milligrams QD. Traceba, 20 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD. Xarelto, 2.5 milligrams BID. And Zetia, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Hypertension, iron deficiency, anemia, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, type 2, hyperlipidemia, atherosclerosis of the right leg, major surgery, right small toe amputation performed on October the 4th, 2022, with angioplasty times 2 of the right leg. History of cellulitis of the right foot with intermittent claudication. Peripheral vascular disease. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/4 pack of cigarettes every weekend for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack of beer every weekend for 20 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 183 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 168 over 102 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 100%, BMI 27. General. This is a 54-year-old male. Who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a right small toe amputation with a 2-centimeter surgical scar, which appears to be clear and intact. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assistive device, and the claimant was able to walk around the exam room without the device and did attempt to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The claimant did have some mild imbalance. Could you please drop down to neurological? I'm sorry. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, except for a small right toe amputation. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam, sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was able to flex 140 degrees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking in his, or had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He does have a cane, but is able to ambulate without it. Could you please drop down to after functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right small toe, secondary to amputation from atherosclerosis of the legs. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with mild difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does appear to have some problems with atherosclerosis of the legs, which has been corrected with angioplasty, along with diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnosis is COVID-19- has been treated and resolved. Oxygen saturation was 100%. Physical exam was normal. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. Number three, atherosclerosis, peripheral vascular disease of the both legs with right arterial occlusion of the right leg with right small toe amputation, confirmed with physical examination. Pulses were good. The claimant appears to be doing well at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Dolores Pequeña Veliz.